Our Guru Maharaj gave another instance. That one boy is born in a dungeon, in the dark prison house, a room. And he is also growing up there. He can't have any experience of sunlight. Then one of his friends from outside, who used to come and go, one day he said that let us go to see the sun. Come with me, I shall show thee. Yes, I shall go, but he's taking the lantern. No necessary to take the candle, the lantern, to see this. Because, do you think that I am a fool? Can anything be seen without the help of the light? I am not such a fool. What do you say? Then he forcibly took him by the hand and, this is the sun. By his light everything is seen. But Atma is like that. Our Guru Maharaj, God or Atma is like that. He is seen by his own light, and we also can see anything and everything only by his light. By his light. He is such self-effulgent, parigyanamayu. Atma parigyanamayu. Self-effulgent means this. That he can show himself and then show others. Others also he can show. He is the source of all knowledge. The conception of Godhead is like that. Automatically existing. He is knowledge. By the help of another light, a sun cannot be seen. Need not be seen. By intellect, by knowledge, the God consciousness we shall acquire, it is not necessary. It is independent. It is independent. That knowledge of God is independent. That can come and go. And if I can, with him everything comes. And nothing can force him to take you here, within yourself. Sun cannot be taken into your hole. But you have to go to the sun and to see by his grace anything and everything. Light is such. Parigyanamayu vivadu jasti jinasti ti vidatmanishti. Vathupi naivu paramita pumsang mattaparamishtadiyam. Salukat. When I pronounced this slok, that man also knew this. The sadhu, he also followed my pronunciation and suddenly touched my feet. Oh, I also know this, but it does not come in time. But you have got such realization that time, in the time of necessity, this sloka has come to you. That was his statement. He was friend of Rajendra Prasad, who was the first Rashtrapati of India. He told Yohendra Rajendra Prasad, we worked together for the country, but when he got that post, he went to occupy and asked me, I shall grant a pension to you, and you go on in any way you like. I told him that I did not want any pension. I shall go what? In the country, I shall become a sadhu and go on preaching about Bhagavatam also. I did not take his assistance. He expressed later. He promised to visit my place, but did not come. A stalwart man, very tall, and with good health, very fair. Body. A Bihari comes from Bihar. Hare Krishna.
Sadhu Vishnu Param Padam Sulabha Chanti Diviva Chukrata Vishnu Jat Param.
Vishnu Parampada, the holy feet of Narayana has been asked to be looked at like sun. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Diva Chakshuratatam. Chakshu here told as sun. As we see the sun in the sky, so Vishnu's holy feet we shall try to imagine like that. What is sun? Sun is the seer, Padarshak. We see the sun, but really sun helps us to see things. So the holy feet, feet means the distant part of Vishnu to ourselves. Still, what is the lower part to us, the beginning of realization for us, that is like sun, seer. So we should try to see anything and everything by the ray of the holy feet of Vishnu. Chakshuratatam. Or, in another way, we shall think that is like a big eye spread over the sky. He is seeing everything. Whatever we do or not, the guardian's vigilant eye over our head. He is Parampada. His leg, holy legs can see like sun, like eye. A guardian's eye over our head, always. Before we enter into any action, we must think us with that. This Veda mantra, Rig Veda, the first Veda, and this important first mantra is this Vishnu. So, amongst the Brahmins, the Vedic school, it has been told that whenever you went to do any service pertaining to this religion, Varnasram, you first think yourself with this, remember this Rig mantra. The Vishnu's feet is over you and is looking at you, like a guardian's eye. Now what to do, how to do, you begin with this idea. That he is seeing everything. You can't do anything wrong. You won't be able to venture to do anything and everything. The searching eye over you, the all-knowing, omniscient. Omniscient eye over you, watching. So now do what you can. Everything is known to him. And his vigilant eye. You have to begin anything and everything and do and finish. With this idea, it will purify your heart. Cannot but purify your heart and understanding. Hold up your mental system and approach in the right way. Not that what you are doing, none is knowing. You can do anything and everything. You are master. Where put that? Not only of your own, but of the world. You are going to connect your mastery, your influence over the environment. trying all this selfish attempt, consider that one big eye spread over your head and seeing everything. And like sun, so strong X-ray light, surging light, everything what you do not know in yourself, he knows also that, where what is the underground, subconscious region, that also he can see. what you do not know about you, he knows about you and that degree. In the midst of that, you try to remain, move and live. You cannot but be purified. The whole thing wrong, that will vanish by that light. The treatment of light, if it is possible, by the ray we can cure all the diseases of the body. Some ray, like X-ray, put into the body and all the animal disappears. If it is possible, it is something like that. The Vishnu Parampada is like that. It will help the medical researchers that only by light you try to search, only by the application of light you will be able to cure all sorts of diseases. You try to research such light. Have they found out such light?
Laser.
By giving ray, the diseases are cured. Anything invented?
They have some different ways, yes.
Only by putting ray, diseases have been. That is the virus. Now every disease has got virus. All sorts of virus will be killed by the light, by the force of the light. They may come one day to find out. Gauri Bol. I like to stop here. What's the time?
It's 5 to 10.
5 to 10. আমি পরিশ্রান্ত হয়ে পড়ছি প্রয়োজন আর কথা বেশি বলতে পারছি না, পরিশ্রান্ত কথা বলতে, কথায় তো ইয়ে হয়, হার্টের উপরে প্রেশার হয়, হার্টের ট্রাভেল আছে, তো 10টা বাজবে এখন শব্দ আছে।
আপনাকে প্রভুপাদ বিরাচে পাঠাতে চেয়েছিলেন, আপনি যেতে পারেননি, প্রভুপাদ
বিরাতে এসেছেন, তাই আমি বলি মাঝে মাঝে। And how can I avoid now? আমি এখন না করি কি করে, আর অসুবিধে হোক তাহলে করতেই হচ্ছে। সৌরেন বাবু, তারপরে যে সুপতিনাথ, শেষ পর্যন্ত ফুল সাহেব বলেছিল যে শ্রীধর মহারাজের কথা বিলাতের পক্ষে সবচেয়ে উপযোগী হবে পাশ্চাত্য দেশে। তিনি খুব সংক্ষেপে সার কথা বলতে পারেন, বাসুদেব প্রভু পারেন খালি, কিন্তু বড্ড উত্তেজিত হন, আর ইনি উত্তেজিত না হয়ে আর আসল কথাটা সংক্ষেপে বলতে পারেন, এই বলেছে ফুল সাহেব। সেই জন্য প্রভুপাদ চেয়েছিলেন বন মহারাজের ওইসব অবস্থা দেখে।
এখন সেই প্রভুপাদ
সেই সময় এখন প্রভুপাদ এইসব হাজির করেছেন, আজিকালি যতটুকু পারি জানতে জিনিস বলতে হচ্ছে। বয়স 88 বয়স, সোজা কথা, এখন মাথা ঠিক রেখে কথা বলা, হয়তো এই বলছি বলি ঠিক আছে, নইলে আরো খারাপ হইত। মহাপ্রভুর এই সময় আমাকে ইজলাভাট বলে পুরীতে গারাগাল দিয়েছে রূপাল, আমাকে বলেছিলেন আপনি ইজলাভার মানে আরাম প্রিয়, আমাকে পুরীতে যখন সেই একটা লোক এসে প্রভুপাদের সঙ্গে তর্ক বিতর্ক করছিল, আপনি ছিলেন কিনা, honorary magistrate. Prabhupada's son is very good, talk to him, and he said, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do it. Prabhupada's pranam kuram, kore parmishim chayam. The Prabhupada, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. And he said, yes, yes, do it. The Vasudev Prabhu, you are the professor, you are the professor, তারপরে আমি সেই অনারি ম্যাজিস্ট্রেটের সঙ্গে সেখানে তপ কর্ম করে অতি অল্প অল্পক্ষণের মধ্যেই তাকে একবারে চুপ করিয়ে দিলাম। ওই ফ্রি উইল জীবের সংসারটা প্রথম কি করে হল, মায়ার প্রভাবে না ভগবদ ইচ্ছায়? আর আমরা বলছি যে না তার স্বতন্ত্রতার ফলে, এই যে নিয়ে ঘোর তর্ক। তারপরে আমি ওই প্রভাবের কাছে চেয়ে নিয়ে তাকে ধরলাম চেপে, এটা হয়তো বলুন আর এই হয় আপনি স্বীকার করবেন, যদি ওটা ধরেন তাহলে তার ফল এই হবে, বলে হ্যাঁ এটা স্বীকার করবেন না তাহলে ইয়ে করবেন, আর কোনো আপনি ইয়ে দিতে পারেন, আর কোনো পন্থা নতুন বাদলাতে পারেন না, তাহলে এখন সবগুলো গেল, এখন এই জীবের যে স্বাধীন ইচ্ছা এইটিকেই বলছেন ভক্তগণ, যেন দেখতে পান চোখে ক্রুশ সূক্ষ্ম, যে এইখানে এর নিজেরই প্রথম স্টার্টিং, তারপরে মায়া আসছে। যেমন কৌতূহল ক্রান্ত হয়ে প্রথমে একটু নেশা মুখে দেয়, তারপরে নেশার বশীভূত হয়ে যায়, তেমনি প্রথমে কৌতূহল ক্রান্ত হয়ে জীব এই ছিল, তার গঠনে দুর্বলতা ছিল এবং স্বাধীনতা ছিল, তার ফলে প্রথম এসে কাজ
সেটা এখন কার্যকরী হল। হ্যাঁ, ইচ্ছা
নিষ্ফল একবারে হল, খানিকটে আদায় হরি গৌর হরি।
আর ইয়ে ওই যে একবার ইয়ে ছিল বন মহারাজ এসে কতগুলো প্রশ্ন তুললেন, তারপরে যে আর উত্তর দেওয়া চলে না গেছে, তখন আপনি ধরলেন বলতে কি প্রশ্ন হয়েছে?
সেটা বন্ধ স্বামী মহারাজ ছিলেন সেখানে,
স্বামী মহারাজ
ছিলেন, মধুসূদন মহারাজ ছিলেন,
এরা তখন বসলেন, সব আলোচনা আরম্ভ হয়ে গেল।
সুদ সাহেব ছিল, সুদ ছিল ওই তো এদের, তখন সুজ স্বামী মহারাজ মধুসূদন মহারাজ একটা রাউন্ড ছিল, সেখানে বসে ওই প্রশ্ন কি কথা আছে যাতে জবাব দেওয়া যায়, উনি যখন বললেন আমি সেটা পাশ্চাত্য মতেই খণ্ডন করলাম, চুপ হয়ে গেলেন। তখন স্বামী মহারাজ বললেন, হিয়ার ইউরোপ ইজ ডিফিটেড বাই এশিয়া, এই কথা উনি বলে বললেন।
কামিং দিয়ে থাকে
But I want to make you some one portrait with clay, seeing you.
That is my hobby
and also my fancy also.
পয়সাও নেই,
আমি ইন্দিরা গান্ধীর মূর্তি করেছি, ইন্দিরা গান্ধী বক্তৃতা করছিলেন ওকে দেখে আমি।
আরেক ভদ্রলোকের ম্যাড্রাসে দেখা হয়েছিল, খ্রিস্টান, তার প্রিন্সিপাল, নামটা ভুলে যাচ্ছে, এবং ভূত বুড়ো হয়েছি, নাম সব ভুলে যাচ্ছে, বাড়ির তার জিজ্ঞাসা করেছিলাম কৃষ্ণনগরের বাড়ি, এই সেদিনও একটা কি কাগজে নাম দেখলাম ভদ্রলোকের, সেও এক ওই বড় বড় লোকের ছবি ছবি করা করি এইসব করে।
Guru Maharaj, some time ago, I was told, if one is not struggling in Krishna consciousness, that is not a good thing. That should be the condition of someone striving to be Krishna conscious, that he is struggling.
আমি জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন যে কিছুদিন আগে আমাদের বলা হয়েছিল যদি কেউ জীবনতে একটু সংগ্রামের মতন না পায় তাহলে বুঝতে হবে যে তার কৃষ্ণ ভক্তির লাইনে আসেনি, এটা বলেছে। তাই সময় জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন যে ভক্তির লাইনে এলে তার কি পরীক্ষা পরীক্ষাময় জীবন একটা হবে না সে মামুলি যেমন সবাই চলছে চলতে পারবে। Right, the person. Is it?
Yes.
As a juddho hove, juddho chodbe, juddho arambho hove, bas shanti te thakbe, bhakti jivan, bhakti jivan.
Anartha nivritti shomai ta ekta juddho chole.
Maharaj Balchan, Maharaj say that when he, a devotee, is to conquer his senses, this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya, at that time, we cannot avoid any struggle. Progress means struggle of different type. Madhyamarika. Generally that is the time of trouble. Kanishtharika in the lower stage. One does not go to measure how much devotion he is earning, getting or not. In peaceful mind he is engaged in archon, etc. Whatever. But when the Madhyamadhikar begins, a real struggle begins in one's life. How to adjust? Logiki, Vaidiki, Vapi. Not only as advised by the scriptures, but also this social position, this loki, this ordinary, our relationship with the world, with the society, with the education. Generally, the tendency to preach or propaganda comes in this stage. He wants to extend himself. And to remove the difficulties in the environment. And he tries to convert the environment to his purpose. The Madhyamarika is his life for struggle. And when he reaches Uttamadhika, then becomes something peaceful in life. Peaceful. Sarvabhutishu japare. He sees that everywhere things are going well according to the will of Krishna. Krishna. Very easily you can see the will of Krishna begging everywhere. So he has not much to do to struggle all. But when living this ignorant plane, misconception, the plane of misconception is acquired. the harmony. By seeing both things, Maya and Ishvara, he wants to install Ishvara of Godliness, God consciousness, and he tries his hard to remove this misconception. That is a period of struggle in Madhyamadika. And that from sadhan dasa.
Pranipat puri prasna to
hai. As I mean, sukriti hai te sraddha, adu sraddha, tata sadhu sangha. Sravan dasa, sravan dasa, varan dasa, that but a sadhan dasa. The sadhan dasa, this stage is full of struggle. Sadhana. Then, apan dasa. That is feels peaceful in bhava bhakti. And then prama bhakti. But there is again also another struggle is there when he is already in lila. That is in another plane, just in Vrindavan. There is also competition. The struggle, Yashoda will think, how to control this naughty child? I failed. I can't manage with him. In this way, some sort of a struggle. But that is produced by Yoga Maya. That is Ahir Bhagati Prema, Prema Bhakti. That is also dynamic in character, not static. While there is dynamic, there is something and struggle, some sort of, some way or other must be. The competition is there. The competition is there. There is a play in the Sakkarasa. Two parties. One party wants to conquer another party. One side Krishna, another side Balaram. That is also a struggle. But that is purely of another type, transcendental play. And Madhurasa also, several parties, Radharani's party, Chandrapati's party, so many parties there are. And the servitors of every party, they have to manage for their own interest, interest of their mistress. So, in the dynamic character means some sort of struggle, sweet struggle, struggle. And here it is bitter when we have to struggle to remove the nescience and to invite the science, pure knowledge from misunderstanding. Less struggle is little bitter, tasteless and painful sometimes. But when we enter that arena, the struggle becomes more or less sweet. But lila means a sort of struggle, difference between some and to conquer some. And sometimes with the help of deception to deceive the other party, to everything of prakito, prakito-vat. Something like immorality is there. Niti rotito. That is the moral laws also being crossed to for the satisfaction of Krishna. And this is very high conception. To do anything and everything. Kama Rupa group, they are prepared to do anything and everything for Krishna. No law. The law is the origin, the master of the law. For him, anything can be done, crossing the existing law of the society. Aggāvi bhagunān dosāṁ mayādhiṣṭhān apiṣṭhakāṁ dharmān saṁ tujyajasadvān māṁ bhadi sata saptama. They are really the highest type of all the devotees who are ready to cross the Shastric orders even, which has been given to us for our own benefit, we have to cross, to disregard the orders of the Vedas, of the revealed scriptures, for the service of Krishna. The law is for the ordinary people, and the special section is there who, even crossing the law, given already by the, for the people by the Lord, only for the special service of Him. Sarva dharmān parityajya, māṁ ekaṁ dharma varṇāśraṁ, rules, rights, so many, that is also given for our benefit, but in our lower stage. In the higher stage, crossing the law, I shall serve Him. Faith. Just as, suppose, it is forbidden that one should not enter the harem of the king. Forbidden. General law. None should cross this law. But if one feels some urgent service is necessary, some danger is apprehended, he will cross the law at his own risk and enter for the benefit of the king, to save his life or something. So there are devotees, a particular section, who are ready to cross the law, law for his satisfaction. And they are the special group. They are sattama, the highest amongst the devotees, that can know the interest of Krishna, the sweet of will of Krishna is above all law. Law is meant for the general group. So, there is also a struggle. Where there is life, there is struggle. Where there is progress, there is struggle. Where there is lila, play, there is struggle. A bunch of different types. Some sweeter type and some painful type. At the lower stage, it is painful to us to cut our attraction, the tie of attraction with this world. It is a little painful for us. But when some permanent relationship established there, we have regained that, then to move that one is happy, but still progress means little struggle. For during the whole Madhyamadhikar and the Uttamadhikar, externally maybe a peaceful life, but again in the higher stage, in Vilas, Santarasa, Santarasa is a more or less peaceful stage. Again from the Dasarasa, it is the struggle begins, but a sweet struggle, arranged not by Maya Shakti, but by Yoga Maya, center carrying to the center. It is, the very land is that of Rasa, Rasavan, the land of nectar, amritamaya loka. So work in a hot desert and to work in a good, healthy atmosphere. And the work of a diseased man and the work of a healthy man. Some sort of difference of this type. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari Bo, Jai Gaur Hari Bo, Jai Gaur Hari Bo.
Jasya Murhatamo Loki, Jasya Buddhe Parandata, Tabu Bhav Sukhami Deti, Krishya Tanta Jito Jana.
Ignorance is bliss. That is what Maharaj said. He is living in his peace, his ignorance is bliss, he is not, that is an expression. Does not know anything and contrast. That is also, there is no pain, because no contrastness. When a patient is in a swoon, patient by injection, the painful patients, by the doctors try to bring them subconscious, because if he wakes, too much pain, acute pain, so the next necessary unconscious. So ignorance, and that is a kind of peace, tamagun. But that is not real peace, real peace, but because no feeling is, there is zero. Zero is also of infinite character. Infinite is, infinite and zero are similar. Zero, zero, if we add zero to zero, it is zero. If we take zero from zero, that is also zero. Zero into zero is zero, and the infinite plus infinite, infinite into infinite, infinite minus infinite, all infinite, something. Ignorance is bliss, no consciousness, so no question of pain. That is the stone, sthavar deho, dev deho, yoicha avasthiti. Those extreme liberationists, they reach such stage of a fossil, of a stone, because they want peace. They are given peace of a stone life, stony life, speech. Arujya kisrena parang padam tatapatant adho anadita dushanangraya. Those that are determined to be one with him, their heavy punishment is at last given to him, and they are thrown down to become a stony existence, to be, have stony existence, and they can live in peace, lakhs, crores of years, millions of years, become a himavar, become a this earth or something, there are so many, but trees, and then all was cast into stone, and Nal Kuber was cast to be tree. So they are a sort of peace, ignorance is bliss. And those that have gone up to Shantarasa, near Brahma and Narayana, they also find some peace. Peace. But entering Vaikuntha, again the light, the movement is there for the service. Dasyarasa, there is movement, there is struggle. Bring this, give this to them, and all these things, movement. If movement means struggle, but that is peace-giving struggle. Then Santo Dasya, begins from Dasya. Atma Ramastam Layo Nyadgamsa Purukkame Kudbantahi Itmukim Bhakti Arbhamma Bhuta Prasannatma No Sati No Kagsati. The marginal position, that is a position of so-called peace. But dynamic peace we find in so-called struggling externally. In Dasya Rasa Sakya Vatsalya Madhur Sakya Parakya struggle. Suppose the Madhura Rasa, Madhura Rasa Sadhvijas, at night they are to meet in a dark forest, Krishna, there. So they have to struggle ostentatiously, the struggle. With whom, how she can be related to that particular place, as it is given the sign according to the fruit. All these things, and in such position, in such time, to go through the jungle, all like struggle. But that of sweetest movement, if struggle means movement, then struggle is too high. But if you want to think that struggle is painful, then it is here. Here it is that struggle. Pain producing, the energy energizing that produces pain only, that is here. Now, there is also movement, but it produces just as the chandan, the sandal wood. If we press, it produces sweet scent. That is one type, a struggle, but producing sweetness. In this way, struggles of two kinds. They are also very busy struggling, but struggling and producing nectar, and they are also feeling the taste of that nectar. They are also, struggle means busy. They are more busy. What we cannot conceive from here, they are so busy. To become busy is not to be struggle, that is not painful, that is peace-producing struggle. And here, our unholy attraction to do away with that, we feel some painful struggle. But that is also our sweetest songs are those that tell of such things, a kind of peace. When devotee, when a beginner, he begins to live his paraphernalia, his bhava-vihanga bhikkhu-jajyam charanti jadana charita lila karna piju sabiprut sakidadana vidhuta danda dharma vinashta sapadi griho kutumbam dina mursidya dina bhava-vihanga bhikkhu-jajyam charanti. They leave their family, the family also crying, wailing. And he also feels some sort of pain for them, because they are crying for them. But still, he feels some sort of highly quality, a piece of high quality. So, he can give up he can bear this apparent pain of family life. When a man is giving up his home, his family, the family men, they are